Next episode of the Trepreneur Show, as promised, learn how to hand it off right. What am I talking about? You're going to have to tune in to find out. Welcome back. Here we are, another episode of the Trepreneur Show. Patrick Summers, the host, the Trepreneur, one of many. Co-host Tanya Priest.
Hello, hello.
How you doing, Tanya?
Doing great today.
Wow, we're rocking and roll through summer. It seems like it just started, and here we are moving on through a little too fast. Kind of like we tend to do with our calls when we're, you know, in the summer heat. So we've done the past couple episodes talking about for technicians and salespeople what to do in the home. And, you know, it just dawned on me. Like, I always talk, I'm like home services, but you could be a service writer at a car dealership.
Yeah.
Right? You could be a mechanic. You could be anybody that's dealing with customers and their issues. If you're in the trades, like, it applies. You know, you may find that I use a lot of examples because my wheelhouse, I was an HVAC technician.
Right.
Now we do HVAC, plumbing, and electrical. But, you know, I don't care if you're into roofing, if you're a mason, a framer, you're in the trades, you're doing the same stuff. Now, you may be dealing more with industrial and commercial versus residential. You may be doing, government contracts, but you can get this stuff to apply on all levels. But my examples typically have to do with HVAC, because those are the stories I have. But I also know I'm running a business every day that deals with electricians and plumbers. And so I know that, you know, in all our services, we have individuals that if somebody wants a new system, a new electrical panel, a water heater, a whole home repipe, whatever it is, right? We have some individuals that can quote it and do it themselves.
Right.
We also have individuals that will, what we call, turn it over to a sales professional.
Yes.
Right. And there's some advantages to that in the trades. There's advantages for the technician. There's advantages for the business. There's advantages for the homeowner.
Right.
Right. If you're not a really good communicator, you know, you're talking about a significant investment in somebody's home. You may not be comfortable having those conversations, all right? And that's where getting a sales professional out is much better. Now, it's also, there's a lot to know. Technicians have a lot to know, right? And then sales professionals have a lot to know, especially when it comes to things like rebates and system data and all of that, right? And so, in this scenario, and you're talking to somebody, or I should say listening to somebody who would turn over, would go out and as a technician. And so, and from a business owner's perspective and a management perspective, listen, there's some things that you need to make sure your technicians are doing and you as a technician are doing to increase your chances of success. Now, if you're a technician that can sell higher end products, this same stuff applies. It's just you change hats, right? You have to like, not physically, but you have to metaphorically change hats from a technician to a salesperson because they're two different skill sets.
Totally.
Right? And the homeowner needs you to be both. If you're a technician, they need you to be able to talk to them from the sales side and understand the things, the complexities of the sales process. That's really important because the questions that somebody's going to have when they're looking at replacing the system are going to be different than you're going to have when it comes to repairing the system, right?
Okay.
So listen, here is what you need to do when you're going to present an option of replacement or upgrading. And again, applies to, doesn't matter what it is. You need to make sure, one, the homeowner knows all of the options, the fix now, right? The approve now, the upgrade. They also have to know that their first option, like we talked in the previous episode, is they can say no, right? Now, I know the first question, well, what if there's nothing to fix? What if I went out to a home and I'm just there doing a maintenance or an inspection or something like that? And what I'm there for is like, it seems to be working fine, right? Well, the thing is, one, if there's no warranty, people replace cars because there's no warranty and they want peace of mind. If there's no warranty, it's expired, there's one reason you consider replacement, so you get the warranty coverage, right? If it's older, if it's 10 years or older, in that range, another reason to start considering replacement. One, because most warranties have definitely expired by then.
Right.
Two, efficiency. Efficiency gets lower. Now, people will say, well, wait a minute, my system's working fine. No, it's actually not. In fact, that's why many utilities across the country give rebates to replace your perfectly working system, because they know that that system is drawing a lot more energy from the grid than a new system is, because it's they're not efficient. I mean, they're constantly upgrading the efficiency of these systems. And you will notice a difference when you get a new system. So it's not working fine. I tell people, listen, my grandmother, now she's passed away, but when she passed away, she was 92 years old. People would say, and she passed away at 94, but like people would say, you know, my system's working fine. Listen, my grandmother's 92 years old. She's working fine for a 92-year-old. But she's outside of the design parameters of a 25-year-old.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So
absolutely.
Now we're talking human beings, so we don't necessarily replace them. And but you get the point,
yeah.
Right? A system that was designed 10 years ago and has been operating is not working within design parameters. Okay. It's still maybe cooling and heating and everything like that. Or your electricity still may be working. Your water still may be heating, but it's not the same. It's outside of efficiency. So with all of that said, you may have a replacement option or an upgrade now option on the table just because of system age, right?
Right.
Regardless of what the system age is, because that's being proactive rather than reactive. And a lot of people will consider that. They'll at least think, you know, it may be something I should look into, because even if I don't do it now, I'm going to do it in the future. So listen, number one, homeowner has to understand all their options that you have. You can't give them an option. I don't care if it's a 20-year-old system and the compressor's fried. Their only option is not just to replace. They can repair that. It doesn't make much sense, but
right.
They can, and that's their choice.
Right.
That's number one. Right? So you've got to give them their options, and the first option being do nothing. Once they understand all their options and you get to, listen, Tanya, I recommend replacement. Here's why I recommend replacement. In this case, your fix now is the capacitor. That's the minimum that's going to take, right? But there's some other concerns that I shared with you, which are just normal wear for this system. So if we don't fix them now, address them now, improve them now, then they will become an issue for you, and you're going to be spending that money down the road. So I recommend considering upgrading now, because you're going to spend the minimum of X amount of dollars today if you move forward. Why not take that and possibly consider putting it into a new system? And listen, I can get somebody out here to talk to you while I'm here. I still have things to do. I'll continue doing what I need to do. And when they come out, if you decide to replace the system, it's fantastic. Congratulations. I just need to finish up what I'm doing, get your signatures, whatnot, and be on my way. If you decide you do not want to replace the system and you want to go ahead and go with the repairs, then I can get that done, you know, right away. And of course, if you don't want to do anything with us, that's fine as well. And then I'll just, you know, finish up and be on my way. Now, listen, Tanya, here's something else. This is kind of how I look at it. Now, this part that I'm going to share with you, I would bring into the equation if there was questions or they were unsure. Or a lot of times they'll say, what would you do?
Mm-hmm.
And so this is where... And I used it, I said it consistently every time. I said, look, Tanya, do you play poker at all?
I do.
You do?
I do.
Okay, you're braver than me. I don't play poker. I mean, I kind of do. You know why I play poker? When it's on TV, right? Because when I have played poker, I'm not very good at it. And I lose. I win a little bit, but I overall lose. But you know what? When I play kind of on TV, I win every hand. Why? Because I can see everybody else's hand,
right?
You know, I know what to do. So right now, you're playing poker in the traditional sense. The only hand you can see is the hand you have in front of you.
Right.
Right? If we bring out our comfort advisor, and sometimes this is where I have a little fun with it. I'll be like, quote unquote, salesperson, right? If we bring them out, now you can get all the information and the pros and cons of replacing your system. Now you're making a decision seeing everybody's hands. Wouldn't that be a better thing to do?
Absolutely. Why not?
Of course, because it doesn't cost you anything. It's just a little bit of time. We'll get them out here now or her out here now, and you make the decision. And guess what? If you want to go ahead and replace the system, I just got to collect and be on my way. If you decide you don't want to replace the system and let's say you want to go with the repair, come get me. We'll throw them out together. Yeah, okay, let's do that. So then I make the phone call to the office, right? Say, hey, listen, he wants to consider replacement, so on and so forth. Now, very, very important. If you are a business owner or manager, if you're not doing this, you need to start doing it. You need to get that technician on site as much as possible. I'm sorry, the comfort advisor on site as much as possible when the technician is on site. There needs to be a proper handoff. The technician is the advisor. They built the rapport. They gave all the recommendations from the most basic item to full system replacement, right? They need to be in that. They need to hand off because now you're bringing a brand new person into the mix. And if you're bringing a new person into the mix, they're having to start over, completely over.
Right.
And what did we say in a previous episode about first impressions? This technician may have done everything correctly, done everything great. There's great rapport, trust, everything. And now you bring in
another person,
and they don't read the right first impression, or they're missing information, or the technician's not there for the homeowner to ask additional questions.
Right.
Right. So really, really important that you run an operation where you get the technician, our comfort advisor on site while the technician's there. The other reason it's very important is if they don't go with replacement, if the technician's not there, odds are you're going to lose the repair. Mm-hmm. And if they do go with the repair, now you have the cost and inconvenience of sending a technician back to do a repair. And it's a cost and inconvenience to the business and to the homeowner,
yep.
Right? Or the business or a customer, whoever you're serving. So that's really important. Now, again, if you don't have that structure in place, you need to get it in place at your business. Now, the comfort advisor gets dispatched, goes out to the call. Now, a couple things I think that are done wrong by the comfort advisor is they want to know a lot of information before they get on site.
Yeah. I want him telling me everything when I get there.
Yeah.
In front of.
You were really good at that.
In front of the client.
Yeah. Whereas they're trying to call the tech and get information. And they want tons of information from the sales lead coordinator. It's like, listen, you get to the call and you'll get all that information if you have the right system in place. Now, comfort advisor shows up. Technicians, do not do this. Do not go out. First of all, do not sit in your truck and wait for them to get there. You have work to do. Don't be in your truck waiting and do not go out and meet the comfort advisor, because now you've just moved out of the role as a trusted advisor to you're with him.
Right.
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 Now, the comfort advisor, you need to go find the technician.
Correct.
Ideally, you should both be communicating enough that like, hey, I'm pulling up now. Mm-hmm. Right. So that now if you're a technician and you're on the roof or you're around back or something like that, you can walk out and meet them at the front door. Right. But you want to introduce the comfort advisor or the salesperson, whatever you call them, project manager, you know, fill in the blank. You want to introduce them to the homeowner or the business owner or whoever the customer is, right?
Right.
Now, how you do that's really important. You need to do the handoff. This is your next opportunity to rediscuss with the homeowner, review the options you laid out, and the comfort advisor, salesperson, gets to hear them as you laid them out. And so everything's reiterated. So this is a lot how I would do it. This is exactly how I would do it. In this case, let's say Francisco. I bring Francisco up. Francisco would show up. The homeowner, I'd say, Tanya, this is Francisco. He's the comfort advisor I told you about. And Francisco, this is Tanya. She's She's the homeowner. Her husband's at work, but she's talked to her husband, and they agreed that, you know, they need to they consider this option. And here's why, Francisco. Tanya, as I share with you, and Francisco, I got to tell you, I told Tanya that her number one or her first choice is do nothing. Doesn't have to fix anything. Doesn't have to replace anything. She can send us on our way. Is that right, Tanya?
That's correct.
But we also, do we both agree that that's not a good option?
No, definitely not.
Okay. So the next option is the fix now, which, as I shared with you, Tanya, the fix now is there's capacitors, fine. Condenser fan motor, still working, but at the very least, we've got to replace this capacitor to get you cooling, okay? Now, I also shared with Tanya, Francisco, that the next option is improve now. And by that, what I mean is let's take care of the condenser fan motor. Let's take care of the capacitor. Let's put a start assist on this. And the reasons being is let's head off any future issues with the condenser fan motor because of the weak capacitor. And let's do a start assist to, if we're not going to replace, to ease any strain and stress on this system. Right? Does that make sense to you?
It does make completely.
Then, of course, the other option, and while you're here, Francisco, is I said, hey, maybe you should consider replacement. The system is 15 years old. You're more than likely going to spend money. You got to spend money, whether it's with us or somebody else, to get this thing cooling. So you might as well consider that replacement. I told her there was a lot of opportunities. There's some rebates available now, and there might be utility stuff, but that's not my world.
Right.
So, Francisco, I also told Tanya that if she wants to replace a system, I just got to finish my paperwork, be on my way. If she doesn't want to replace a system, that remember, Tanya, you can come get me. We'll throw them out together and be fun. And then if you want me to do the repair, I'll be here to do the repair. I got to get back to work. I'm going to leave you to be. And if you got any questions, Francisco, text me or you know where to find me. And then I disappear, right?
And let the comfort advisor do their thing. There's cases, though, where technicians aren't staying. And it becomes rough for a comfort advisor because now if they decide not to do their system, now you're not even there to do the repairs either.
Yeah, yeah.
So having them stay, and they're kind of the representative for the client, right?
The trusted advisor.
And they've been there. They've built the rapport.
Yes.
So.
Yes. And so, one, there's a couple reasons that the handoff isn't going to take place with the technician there. One, the company doesn't have that policy and take it seriously enough and enforce it. Right?
Right.
Because when the companies, that's what we do most of the time. Well, you'd be like, well, why did that technician, well, we're so busy. I just moved them on because the comfort advisor, he's on a call, and so I moved him. No. Mm-hmm. Right? So it means that you kind of have a policy when it's convenient, right?
Right.
So
that's to be consistent.
The other time is the homeowner can't meet. So in this case, I used, you're the homeowner, but you also have a partner, a significant other, and they're at work. In this case, you're both aligned. You're going to make the decision. Right. Mm-hmm. But there may be cases where it's like, hey, no, you know what? We're not making this decision. So now we're going to schedule to come back that regular
time.
So there are certain situations where that's going to be the case. But if you do everything right and the company has the right policies, in most cases, it's going to work out fine. Okay. It's not going to be 100%. Right. But in most cases, you should be able to hit that target and you should have a KPI of a target for what percentage of handoffs are going to take place because the handoff is critical. And it's really critical for the relationship with the homeowner. Right. Because at the end of the day, this is your customer. And if they replace the system, that's a very long relationship.
Right.
And if they're going to make that investment, they need to, you want to be that trusted advisor for many years to come. If they don't make the investment, you want them to be the ones calling you when they decide to make that investment.
Right.
And so in the meantime, you need to make sure that they are taken care of, that they have everything they need, that, everything's dialed in the way it should be for ultimate customer satisfaction.
Right. Right.
Or client satisfaction. I prefer the word client, but the handoff is critical. So you're right. In those cases, it doesn't always happen that way. And you know me, when I'm at the office and I find out that
what were we thinking?
Yeah, I'm furious over it. All right. And not only that, it's inconvenient for the homeowner. The only time you should do it is when it's convenient for the homeowner, and that's what they're requesting. Right.
Right.
But again, if you do it correctly.
I just want to ask you, so if we're doing it for the client, because we want to have both spouses there, do you suggest having the tech back out with the comfort advisor? Or like, how do you see that?
I think that's a really good question. And it depends on, one, your schedule and if the tech's available. Mm-hmm. Two, how is it being left with the homeowner?
Right.
Right? The tech may want him to come out. And ideally, that would be ideal.
Right.
Right? And you could say to the homeowner, maybe the homeowner says, listen, could we do this later today when my husband or my wife, whoever gets home? And yeah, okay, what kind would work? You know what? 6 o'clock today. Fantastic. Tanya, you know what? If it's okay with you, I'm going to come back with the comfort advisor so that if you have any questions that come up, because the comfort advisor wasn't working on your system, I'll be here to help you with those answers. And if at that point you don't do the replacement, I can go ahead and do the repair.
Yeah. All right. That makes most sense.
Yeah.
If we can make it happen.
Now,
that'd be great.
Now, so the next question is going to be like, oh, well, what if they just want the repair done and come back at 6? Are you going to leave them without cooling? No. Right? Do the repair.
Right.
Just say, Mrs. Jones, here's what I can do. If you can't meet till tomorrow or can't meet till tonight, you don't have any air, it's 100 and hell out, right? Mm-hmm. What we can do is go ahead and do this option 1 repair, right? Now, I cannot, undo that, right? Because mm-hmm. I can't reuse this part or resell this part. But what we may be able to do, and this, now, if you're going to do this, make sure your policy, your company has a policy. We could apply that as a credit to a new system.
Yeah.
Because now you're taking care of the homeowner, right? And you've got something that you can give them back.
We built our trust, too.
Yeah, correct. Right? Correct. Because you don't want to leave a homeowner without. I mean, now, if it's something like, if it's evolved and it's an expensive repair, you know, in those cases, is, you know, we'll bring them portables
yeah.
right? Because it till they make the decision. Because if you're going to, we are not going to do a huge repair that, they're going to lose that. We might be able to give some credit back, but it depends on the scenario, what the policies are of your company, what the issue is. But, you're there to serve a client. You're there to help them. So, but ideally, if you get the handoff done at the right time, while you're present, fine. Because if it doesn't, if you don't do it that way, and the homeowner decides they're not going to move forward with the repair, replace it, then you miss out on the repair a lot of times too.
Right.
And that could be, now, if it's not working, if it's not working, there's more urgency for the homeowner. If everything's working, but they do want to consider a replacement because it's an older system and they know that they're going to have to deal with it sooner or later, so why not just look at it now? Let's figure it out now. Maybe your other options aren't to get running. It's just to make it run better.
Right.
So let's say, in this case, let's say a start assist.
Right.
Right. Or it could be a preventative thing. Let's say the condenser fan motor, look, it's drawn some higher amps. There's oil on top of the compressor dripping from the sealed bearings. Mm-hmm. So look, we know this thing's going to go out. So I would recommend, if you don't replace the system, be proactive. Let's replace this now. Let's not wait till it dies. Right. In that case, You are going to, the homeowner says, nah, we're not going to go with replacement. Why don't you just go ahead and get that motor taken care of for me? If you're not there, it's probably not going to happen, right?
Yeah.
Whereas if you're there, they're going to be like, yeah, we're not going to replace. Let's go ahead and get the motor taken
care of, right?
Right. So the process, the handoff is critical. Mm-hmm. And number one, the homeowner better understand what the recommendations and findings are. Do not... And this happens. I've seen it happen. Comfort advisor comes out and the maintenance hasn't even been performed. Or a full diagnostic hasn't even been performed. It's just an old system. So they had the conversation and you do what you're there for.
Right.
And then you present the options.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And because, you're giving that customer choices. And if one of the options is replace the condenser fan motor, That homeowner better have pictures of that condenser fan motor, the oil on the condenser or on top of the compressor, or they had better have gone out to it when you had it off,
right,
and seen it, and do the show and tell, so they know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And then that comfort advisor better be as well versed in your findings and your recommendations before he sits down at the kitchen table,
yes,
or office or desk, wherever they're going to talk. That's the way it has to happen. I mean, that to me, if it happens any other way, it's wrong.
I have one more question for you, Pat.
Yeah.
Just in your experience with technicians being there, staying there, turning it over properly, and possibly not being there, what's that closing rate look like? Like, how much higher of a closing rate for that job happens versus tech not being there?
Well, I'd have to do research to get exact numbers, but I will tell you, it drops significantly.
Okay.
It drops significantly because it's going to be lower anyways if there's not if it's an operating system. Let's say it's just an older, inefficient system. It doesn't cool as well as it should, but it's working, right? Versus a system where, like, if you got a 12-year-old system and the compressor's shot, like, that's a very high close rate,
right,
because a compressor is not a cheap repair. And a compressor is a huge repair. And a lot of times, depending on the system, the compressor has to be ordered.
Right.
All right.
So now they're
waiting. So that's an easier no-brain option for the homeowner. Whereas if you're out there doing a maintenance and the system's 15 years old and you talk to the homeowner, hey, you should consider replacing this. Well, there's some great incentives right now. There's no urgency. The homeowner, like, okay, but I don't have to do anything now, do I? Well, now you have to, as a sales professional, you have to help the homeowner see why it's in their best interest to move forward now.
Right.
Right. And that's the role of any sales professional. And guess what? I don't care what you do. We talked about this in episodes. You're a sales professional. So your job is to make sure the homeowner understands the pros and cons of moving forward now versus waiting. Right. They also have to know all of the recommendations, and they have to understand them. And you have to, this is one of the things I saw that went through the roof. A comfort advisor went out. I was looking through a paperwork. I'm sorry, not comfort, a technician. Option one, $7,000. It was like $7,100. Option two, $7,400. Option three was like $7,800 or replace system. So I went in and I looked at the recommendations, and I was like, And this was nothing was wrong with the system. These were all like improvement options.
Okay.
So there's nothing wrong with what he lined out.
Right.
Because they were all improve now. But there was no like fix now. So of those that were bundled, right? Because bundling makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. Of all those things that are bundled, right? Which one is the most important? Right? Pick one or two that's the most important. Because you're telling the homeowner, like, I got to spend $7,000, or $7,000,
mm-hmm.
Right? Like,
that's not.
Yeah, the homeowner. Well, because it was like almost a system rejuvenation. It just each one had different elements in it. So it's like, no, wait a minute. Which one is the most important? Well, the blower motor. Here's why. Let me show you the pictures. Let me show you this. Now I have an option. I can pull this out. Clean the motor, clean the squirrel cage, get everything dialed in, and it's going to be a lot better, right? Because this thing, look at Mrs. Homeowner, Mr. Homeowner, this thing's filthy there, right? But we can clean this up for you. But let me show you the other concerns as to why we should just replace this motor, mm-hmm. right? If you're not going to replace the system, and that's going to be X amount of dollars. Now, here's what, to me, that's the fix now. Let me show you the improve now. Right. And maybe you have two different improved mouths, right? Where you've bundled things. Okay. And then replacement. But like that guy's going to get no all day long. You come into my house and my option is like $7,100, $7,400, $7,800. I'm going to tell you to go pound sand.
Right.
right? And I'm not going
to... I feel like I have no options.
As somebody experienced in the trade, I was confused by the by what was being recommended. Now, was it all justified? Yeah, it was. Like, everything, I looked at the pictures, I'm like, okay, yeah, that would be make sense to replace. I would, like, and the homeowner would basically have this rejuvenated system with some great warranty coverage and everything like that. But, like, maybe they don't want that. Mm-hmm. Maybe they don't want to do anything, which in this case, they didn't do anything. But maybe they said, you know what? Shit. I don't want to replace now. I just don't want to deal with that. But, man, looking at those pictures, I see what you're talking about. So you're telling me if I wait, this could be a problem. Well, here's what I'll tell you, Mr. and Mrs. Homeowner. This will fail. This blower motor will fail. What I can't tell you is when.
Right.
It could be in the next hour. It could be in the next 5 years. But what I do see are all issues of extreme wear. And so this is going to cause you a problem. And the other thing I could pretty much guarantee you is this is going to fail at the worst possible time for you. Because I don't know about it, how familiar you are with Mr. Murphy, Mr. Customer, but man, I could keep him away from me when I'm proactive.
Right.
But man, he loves when I'm reactive. Mm-hmm. Right? So what do you want to do? Right? So at the end of the day, give options. Let the homeowner's in control.
Yes.
The homeowner's in control. And if you become a trusted advisor and you let them know what's going on and you give them the options and you make sure they understand the options and you build a rapport and you're likable and trustworthy, and you convey that, and you give multiple options with the option of no, right? You're going to have greater success. And part of that greater success is going to be greater customer satisfaction.
Right.
Because people love options and they love having things better in their lives. And you have the power to do that. That's going to wrap up another episode of the Tradepreneur Show. Tanya, how do you think we did?
I think we did great.
Okay.
I think everybody's going to love what we've got to say today.
Again, wherever you can find a podcast, we're there. We're also on YouTube. Please, would love some comments. The show's doing really well. Comments help us do even better. So if you have some positive comments you'd love to make, if you want to give us a 5 stars, however it works, that's fantastic. Would really appreciate it. Thanks for your support. Thanks for tuning in. Hope we're helping you out. Be great.